Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Charge aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Chardet field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free, the dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free.
Ringfield activated.
You have already reached.
Activate Shambhala Diamond.
Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing. Prepare for landing. Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
Talking about tonight, we haven't got any major subjects. A great show from Bob, and I see quite a few gathering in the AnonNet chat room. And if you do want to join the chat room through IRC, that's #Bob's Backyard, and that's on AnonNet. So go on AnonNet, type in Bob's #Bob's Backyard, and in you go. Alternatively, you can go to the website www.bobsbackyard.com or .com. No, it isn't. That's the wrong website. Let me give you the right website. www.darkcityradio.com. Okay? Or www.darkcityradio.co.uk. If you hit the live page, well, just click into the site and it'll put you on the live page straight away. You'll see a big banner. It says click here to enter the chat. If you click in there and you're on, if you're on Firefox and Windows, you'll be all right. And you'll probably get it straight away. But if you're not, you'll notice in the box it says web user. You can put anything you want in there. It doesn't matter. You don't have to log in. You don't have to have a registered account. You can put whatever you want in there. But make sure in the box below it where it says channel, it says Bob's Backyard. Jabber from Babylon Decoded pointed this out for us. If you're on a Mac and you go in, you won't see it. So type in Bob's Backyard before you click start to enter the chat, and you'll be fine. We have now got the second stream working, and that's working okay as well, so we don't have to worry about breaking it so much nowadays. And that's pretty cool for us, so the numbers can't take us out, or at least not at the moment they can't. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, that's hidden, that stream. It's actually hidden on the website. And you get a free Dark City mug if you can find it. That doesn't include you, Prisoner, because you already know where it is. He's trying to cheat. He's always trying to cheat. Tell him. Right. So, yeah, we've had some good progress. We've cashed in a couple of our bitcoins. We're going to buy the new server so we can leave the Linux development team, and it is a development team. Big thanks to all those people at Internet DJ Console at... perhaps I'll let Prisoner tell you all that. I will get Dan on, and he'll give you a full technical spec on it. It's really cool to have so many people. I've never even met these people. I've never even spoken to them, and you know, so it's really good that they're working through Dan.
Den's just said in the chat he refreshed, and it's working, and it's good.
There it is. We've got back again. Excuse me, don't know what happened there. We are testing out a new server, and Skype went off. No idea why, it just went off. But we have been joined by one of our hosts here on the Dark City, and during the during that little technical issue. Can we call it a technical issue? Yeah, I can. I'm a technician, and it was my issue. So, Rick, I do believe you. Yeah, how are you doing, Rick?
Good to be with you guys. No, I just seen the message there, and I clicked on it. Well, I didn't even know I was going to join the show, but that's okay. I'm still suffering with my toothache, so it's going to be Wednesday. I don't think I'm going to be able to do the show on Wednesday because I got a dental appointment that afternoon.
Right.
So that's going to interfere with my ability to talk for a day or two, I think.
All right, Rick, we'll put that in. We have got a lot of people now starting to approach us, Rick. Now, I think the floodgates are starting to open, and a lot of the crew have put out a lot of info and text to loads of other groups. UK, Europe, worldwide really, but again, focusing on this side of the world, trying to give you that platform there, Rick, to get your news, your very important message, as far as I'm concerned, and the world should be concerned. It is an incredibly important message. So, lots of things rolling, Rick, so we might have to do the Rick Simpson show without you on Wednesday, but that'll be all right, mate. We'll roll with it. That's what it's all about at the Dark City crew, man.
Well, I'll try to be back for the one on Sunday anyway. I want to get as much information as possible. But like tomorrow's show, just lately here, I did an interview at the local radio station in Amherst, CKDH Radio in Amherst, Nova Scotia. And that's supposed to air tomorrow, I believe tomorrow sometime, and then it's going to be in their archives. But 2 days after I did the raid, well, guess who shows up at my door? The RCMP. And they have some paperwork that they wish me to sign. You know, the same people, the same guy that headed up the raid that was staged on my property in 2009, that idiot has the nerve to come face me. Well, I'm not signing any of their paperwork, because all it is, I mean, they came to my home, they stole video cameras, you know, surveillance equipment. They stole my pellet guns, they stole my paperwork and bond, and I mean, these are all things they had no right to touch. And, and they want me to sign paperwork that will allow them to keep it. Well, that ain't never going to happen. And, so the way I look at it now, I mean, yeah, they did a pretty good job kicking me around in this court system a few years ago. But I'm not the same guy. And today, I mean, if they want to take me back into their court system, let them go ahead. Because it's going to create one hell of a mess in the town of Amherst, Nova Scotia. I can tell you that. And I just can't believe the nerve of these people. So I'm going to tell the RCMP that they owe me some money. Because, I mean, for the last 10 years, they've done nothing but try to assassinate my character. I mean, I'm the one that brought this out, and now it's been proven worldwide that it is all the truth and it does work. And these are the very people that have been standing in the way of it, you know. Because they're guilty. The government of Canada is guilty of genocide, and these idiots in the RCMP, they're guilty of complicity. Because they know the truth, too. You know, it's a sad situation. And I think I'm going to send a letter to Mr. Stephen Harper telling him if he wants to save his neck, that maybe he better provide me with a great deal of funding so I can bring this out properly worldwide. I mean, Harper throws $15,000 million away every year on chemotherapy in this country. You know, over $15 billion. So would it really hurt him to provide me with $100 million? And that way I can travel from country to country and set Phoenix tears up all over this planet. And I think that might – well, nothing's going to forgive what they've done, but that might exonerate them somewhat. And I think in the near future, I mean, I'm willing to speak out. And like I said, I don't want to see any retribution over this issue. And I'm willing to speak out on behalf of governments You know, to I don't want anarchy. But when it comes to the Canadian government, after what they've done, if they don't comply with my wishes and the public goes after them, if they will not help me bring this out properly, well, then the public can have them. I don't care what they do with them. You know, they can hang them from a tallest tree from a hemp rope if they want. Because, I mean, they're criminals through and through. But maybe Mr. Harper will start seeing the error of his ways. And maybe they will finally, in the end, do something right. But only time will tell. So I'm going to let the people know tomorrow on the show, you know, what's going on here. But I just can't believe, you know, I mean, can you imagine being the guy that headed up that raid to frame me? Then coming back to my property, 3 years later and wanting me to sign the papers? You know, this is how sick-minded these idiots really are. But, well, what do you expect? They're just cops.
Yeah, you probably can't remember. Attention deficit is probably only about a day and a half. You probably don't know who you are now. It's like, what? 3 years ago? What? Where? Riku. Riku. I mean, we've thrown quite a lot of challenges out to people, Rick, in a way. I mean, the researchers are behind the scenes, and they're collaborating all that evidence. And that's what it's becoming. You did say to us, Rick, early on when we first kind of got on the Dark City with us, Rick, a lot of people were using their own ulterior motives. A lot of people had used your name to just to make money or to advance their own careers, or and they weren't really, would you say, dedicated into getting this out, to making cannabis available to people. They really weren't. And you'd be amazed the number of people that don't want to... Well, I'm saying they don't want to talk to you, Rick. But they're telling us they do, and then they're not coming forward. You know, and
what they're afraid.
It might be, but I mean, some of them, it's ridiculous. Howard Marks, Mr. Nice, you'd expect him to get into it. Marijuana Global, the Cannabis Cure UK, only a few more. And these people who've actually said, or representatives of them, or people, groups, you know, so I'm not having a go at them individually. It might just take them a while. We do tend to move a bit quick here. Legalize the cannabis strain hunters, frenzy owners, I believe. The cannabis culture, Clear UK, and one guy who, well, he doesn't go on a lot. So Professor David Nutt, we're trying to get his old hand off. He run up the he was on a commission. I think it was a Queen's commission. And he said that basically it shouldn't have any legislation placed on it at all. So you'd love him, Rick.
I agree.
they basically got him to stand down.
Well, I mean, Bob, the real people, like, I mean, I just did another interview on Pabstite Radio, just finished up here a few minutes ago. And we've done a whole series, you know, of 2-hour shows. I was on today with Dr. Janet Sweeney, Dr. Robert Malamy. Bob is one of the top experts in this field in the world. You know, and Armand DeGrath, he was on, you know, and these shows are, you know, they're very good. But, I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, the people that are coming on these shows, they have no hidden agendas. They just want to see the right thing done. But within the hemp movement, there are a great many people that, you know, they have their own agendas. You know, they stand there and pretend that they're big hemp activists. But in reality, you know, tax it, control it, you know, buy my seeds or buy my books. You know, it's all part of it. Basically a racket. You know, to me, it's, you know, pot is pot. You know, anybody should have the freedom to grow this plant and grow as much of it as they want, and they should have freedom to use it in any way. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. And I'm not looking for decriminalization. I'm looking for complete legalization the way it always was all through history. If you want to grow 1 million pot plants in your backyard, it's nobody's business but yours.
You know what, I'll just give you a bit of commitment that the viewers or listeners won't actually know. I had a conversation with Rick, and we were both saying, look, if we've got to go and sleep in a sleeping bag and rent an apartment out to get this off the way, we'll do it. You know what I mean? That's how committed Rick is. I mean, this is a 60, how are you now? 63, are you, Rick?
Yes, I turned 63 last November.
Right, there you go. There's a 63-year-old man, right, who's willing, right, to go and rough it for a period of time and to get this off. All the work the guy's done, and he's still willing to come up from the street level and get this done. You can donate. I'm going to say this. I know you don't really advertise it, Rick, but I'm going to do it for you, man. And if you don't like it, well, tough. You can actually donate to Rick. And if you do want to donate towards this, and especially if you want to go towards the seed thing we're trying to get set up in Spain, just put a note on it. Go to Phoenix Tears website. You'll see Rick's books for sale, but if you go down to the bottom right-hand corner, you can hit a donate button. All right? That's on Phoenix Tears. And you can use the donate button on Dark City Radio. Dark City Radio is all right at the moment. We've sold a few bitcoins. We're doing okay. So if you do want to support Rick, please put in your, just write on it, Rick Simpson, or Run for the Cure on it, so we can redirect that to the right place. So, you know, Rick doesn't, oh, the only, Rick's only income, I know you don't want this to get out there, is his book. Okay? That's it. So, you
well,
know.
No, no, I do have a, you know, I do have a compensation pension and a Canada pension that comes in every month, but basically that just pays the bills here in Canada.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know, when I'm traveling, I need, you know, as much money as I can get my hands on. But I would, yes, please, I would encourage anyone, you know, support Dark City Radio, donate to them. And if you got some extra money, I could use a few bucks too.
Well, but, if I mean, it comes Rick, if it comes in over this month, it's coming to you, Rick. We just covered our costs here at Dark City. So if we do get anything, Rick, it's going towards that fund. Definitely, man. We really, all of us here are really dedicated. I've got guys here. People are struggling for money, but we'll work somehow, Rick. One way or another, come the end of this summer, we're going to be set up to do something. Where it is, what it is. Great news coming in from northern Spain. There's the local, I don't know what you call him, one of the local area town representatives has just said, right, let's grow cannabis and pay off the national debt. Right, so we've got some, there are some officials who are, I don't even want to call them waking up, they're just opening their eyes to the reality that's around them. There is a solution. Go on, Rick.
This thing about paying off the national debt, I mean, who is it that we owe these national debts to? Would that be the big banking families that have been charging us all this interest? No, I mean, we don't owe any national debts. It's just a pack of thieves saying, you owe us money. And then, you know, and they've been killing us, and they, you know, they've enslaved the human race. I don't think we owe anybody anything. And I, like I've said before, I think it's high time we put these people in a common law court and take the resources and money from them, take the power from them, and put it in the hands of people that'll do good for this earth instead of killing it. It's that simple.
Well, yeah, the alternatives, like I say, we looked at Bitcoin, we discussed it a few times, but look at the alternatives that there are to these systems. They might not work, the alternatives, but at least you've had a go at the alternative. Some of them will work. I totally agree with you, Rick. I may have got that a little bit wrong. I do know that this northern town or village, northern Spain, was struggling. You know, they were suffering because of the national debt, let me reword it, and the local mayor or whatever he's called in Spain has just said, forget it, we're going to do this. So yeah, fair play to him. Oh, great news coming from Spain at the moment, brilliant news. And we did get a little bit of a report from Litmus, who's a Freeman. He has a website, I'm sure somebody will type it in for me. Is it Freeman on the Land, the website? It slips my mind, I have looked at it a couple of times. And he's over in Portugal at the moment. So, getting a lot of feedback off the people over there, Rick. Freeman Project is his website, the Freeman Project. So yes,
yeah, yeah,
good
I've
people.
Heard of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's about there. I didn't even know he was introduced to me by Callie and Prajna. Great guy. He's mentioned him, and he knows my medication's running out. And he actually said, "Fly over. I'll pick you up from the airport. Don't worry about it." You know, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful, Bob. No, but I mean, this is what it's all about. People helping people. You know, pay it forward, for God's sakes. You know, do we have to walk around with these evil, self-centered attitudes? And, you know, I mean, we're all connected, and in a very big way, but we don't seem to realize it. You know, and that statement I've always made, you know, if one is being harmed, we're all being harmed, for God's sakes. You know, if somebody's child is dying in India or Africa or South America from cancer, then, you know, we're having the same effect here, aren't we? It's the same things happening here. Now, I mean, we got a cure, and we can stop all this madness. But you have all these big money people and everything they control, you know, mass media, you know, all of it, the medical systems, the policing systems, the court systems, they're all bought and paid for, you know. So the only place we can turn is to places like Dark City Radio and Papsite Radio, I mean, these are the organizations that are actually bringing the truth to the world. But thank God, I mean, now we've got so many people now cured, and so many people are aware of the truth. And these numbers are just going through the roof. You know, we're getting more and more hits on my website every day. The numbers are just climbing. And, you know, I know it's going to happen this year. They can't hold this back. This thing is, it's at a boil now. And very soon it's going to boil over. But again, I'm hoping that we can approach this, you know, with common sense.
Rick,
you know,
it's a phenomenon, Rick. I'll tell you now, yesterday, on the 5th of April, we hit as many hits on the Dark City Radio website as we did the month before. And that was nearly 250,000.
Over one show.
Collective onto the website. Collective. We've had as many hits in 5 days as we had in the last 30 days. And in the last 30 days, that was five times the hits it was the month before. But 50,000 hits has gone to 250,000 hits, thereabouts. And we've done that in 5 days.
I'm just so happy, Bob, because I mean, yes, we're talking about a very, very important subject here. But, you know, you people on this show, I mean, you're talking about many important subjects. And I'm glad that I was able to help draw more attention to Dark City, because you certainly deserve it for the wonderful work you guys are doing.
Right on, Rick. You know, I mean, we're all in this together. You know, you're part of the crew, Rick. You know that. That's how we look at you, man. So it's a pat on the back all around. It really is. We did take a little bit of a time off. When was it? Yesterday after morning it was, with Danny Shine. Danny Shine's going to be doing a little bit with us. You might not know Danny, but brilliant street performer. Absolutely great guy. Look him up on there. If you haven't come across Danny Shine, look him up on YouTube. And we got on, and we were phone freaking. I don't remember if you remember the old phone freaking. Danny rang up McDonald's and asked them if it was all right to take a liquidizer in. So they could liquidize a Big Mac for his six-month-old baby because he couldn't chew yet. And they were actually agreeing. It's quite funny. So we're going to get them up. They're impromptu shows we've done. We have got some ridiculous ones with the DHSS, Department of Health and Social Security, here in the UK. So I sympathize with anyone. But let's have a bit of fun with these people. Don't, like Rick says, you know, they're trying to push us. And I'm pretty sure they're trying to push us into some kind of action against them. Let's have action against them, but don't let it be violent. Don't let them push you. Keep grounded. Listen to what Danny says. 30 seconds of silence. Take a few deep breaths before you start. Before you start. We often don't give ourselves that chance. We are being manipulated into a position. We have been for many, many years, and hopefully we can get a singular thing to work through. Although we do other stuff, Rick, on Dark City, every single host and producer, member of the crew, and every single listener, we haven't had one single listener, no one, turn round and tell us to stop. Rally round this. It doesn't matter what your group are, whether it's bedroom tax. If you're getting a problem with your bedroom tax, Rick Simpson gets this sorted in the UK. Forget your problems with your bedroom tax. Okay? If it's costing you an arm and a leg for your medication. And look, if you're not having many medication, let's say you're working on 50 grand a year, would you like to see your payments, your tax halved? Do you want to stop paying for millions of pounds worth of medication that doesn't work through the National Health Service? We could turn this National Health Service back in where we can start to heal people. Heal them. Really.
What's the situation over there in England, Bob? In Canada, you know, the whole world thinks that we have some kind of free medical system here in Canada. But actually, I mean, it's our tax dollars. And believe me, we are taxed. And there's nothing free about the medical system here either. But what's the system like in the UK?
It's what many people would call a free system, in the sense that we pay national insurance contribution, and that goes to, in case you say you get damaged in industry or you know you have an industrial industry or something like that, you've got to go on the sick. It's an insurance policy. That's what it is. That's why it's called insurance. So we have that, and that's supposed to pay for it. And of course, if you added up all that money that we pay, we'd have a state-of-the-art health system. But it's kind of been, like anything else, it's been hijacked by business people who are seeing patients as business now. The old type matron, as many people would imagine it, the matron on the ward and her word says, you know, and that's kind of gone away now. Many of the people who are run the wards, they don't have medical experience. They have experience from business and so forth. So it's not good for the people in those services. They are getting cut all the time. They're cutting corners to pay the working, you know, cutting the corners on the paying staff, you know, the ones who are out there actually serving the people and paying the administration more.
Yeah. You know,
we do have a free health service, but again, Rick, it's not really free in the sense that somebody's paying for it. You know,
that somebody is us, Bob. That's for sure.
You definitely must pay the engine.
You know, but when you look at, you look at the land of the free and the home of the brave, you know, America. I mean, way back in the 1980s, I was talking to an older couple one day, you know, from the States. And I asked them, I said, you know, what's the situation, you know, with your medical? And they said, well, we have health insurance. Now, this was about 1982. So that would be like 30, 31 years ago. And I asked him, I said, now, how much does it cost you every month, to have health coverage? And he told me, he said at that time it was $600 a month. Now, of course, the economy's changed a bit and value of money's changed a bit. So that would translate today to well over $1,000 a month. You know, but the truth is most Americans do not have the coverage because they can't afford it. And, you know, like some of these people, I really feel sorry for the Americans in a way. And I can't believe that they haven't stood up for themselves. But I mean, you know, people down there, a lot of them, they work all their lives. And if they are successful, and some of them accumulate maybe $500,000 or $1 million, and they're all set to retire and life is good. And then they get sick. And then their friendly neighborhood doctor takes every damn cent they ever had. You know, in most cases, on top of that, they kill them. So, you know, I just can't believe that the American people haven't revolted, you know, about the way they're being treated, you know, by the medical system a long time ago. They should have. You know, common sense dictates that that's what should have taken place, but they're still sitting there.
They use a different methodology here to do it, Rick. You know, it's not the doctor who actually charges them the money, but when people, older people, especially if they're not working, now there's that, the payments they get, and it's that hard for them to get payments, you know, which they paid their insurance for, really. They're trying to claim on their insurance, and rightfully so. Old people die of the cold because they're too afraid to get into debt with their eating bills, Rick. Happens every year here in Britain. I mean, literally, people freeze to death. And this is England. This is great, what they call Great Britain. How can that be going on? You know, all right, there's people who are homeless. And I mean, some people want to be homeless. That's fine. You know, if they want to do that, the entire traveller people, the ones who are, they've been completely fit. In fact, every single culture that's ever been set up, which is a slightly different from the mainstream, they hang them and hunt them down until they're almost non-existent. And so any of them people out there who are living an alternative lifestyle, and fair play to you, you know, fair play, and we've got to keep the diversity. I mean, it's diversity that makes our species what it is, really is.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, of course, many of the better doctors supposedly on this planet, the surgeons, I mean, they gravitate to the United States because of the money, you know, but I mean, I have no trouble with any doctor making a living, but I mean, these guys are paid like rock stars. You know, I go in there and I operate on you and I charge $400,000, $500,000. I mean, nobody is worth that kind of money, you know, and I honestly don't know where they even get the nerve to charge the money they do. I mean, some of these famous surgeons in the U.S. are making tremendous amounts of money every year, you know, and this is just greed. As far as I'm concerned, you know, doctors should be helping the people. And if you've got, you know, if you've got a good income, how much do you really need? But, you know, it's such a, you know, our society has become so sickened with that damn greed thing. You know, we all got to have more than the next guy, and we all think we're better than anybody else, and, you know, and we're not. You know, in truth, I think we would be a whole lot better off if we were all living basically about the same on this planet. You know, the same essential services, the same housing, which we really don't need anything elaborate. You know, I mean, all these people want to build these great big homes and live in a castle. Well, as far as I'm concerned, they're idiots. Because the bottom line is just to maintain these structures, you know, basically will sap whatever money you've got in your pocket. So, you know, start living rationally. Start growing your own vegetables. You know, get back to reality. That's what we have to do. And I think in the near future, we're not going to have much damn choice but to do just that.
All right, I started here in the UK. There's more and more people now starting to put edible plants in you know, the council's bedding areas, you know, and people are starting to plant things. And we haven't got the land, Rick, in the UK. The majority of the land is owned by, well, which would be lovingly termed as the rich elite. I'm going to get it right, the dead hand of the rich elite. Most of the land is owned now by, which are large families. I mean, back in the day, there were one or two people, maybe a dozen people who the land supported. But now there's hundreds, 200, as the children have now had their children and so on as it's moved up the generation. So you have got quite a large group of people who are now supporting the dead hand of the rich elite. So it's a little bit more difficult here. I mean, there is no wide expanses of land where you could go out and grow brown dirt, really. Ownership of land and registration of land, the intellectual theft, really. That's all it is, intellectual theft. Yes. Digging up, stealing land, basically, intellectually, and then concreting it, selling it to the rich brothers and sisters, corporations and building contractors, and yeah, they're not serving. I can't see where they're actually serving the people. They tell us that we have to have a massive armed force to protect us from these Al-Qaeda, you know, plane-flying terrorists that may strike at us. I'll say, come on, this is the United Kingdom. It's the safest country on earth. And if all that was true, then it'd be chaos. It really would, you know. To quote Loki, if that really was the case and that really was happening, why aren't arms fairs getting bombed? Because they're not, and that's the truth. It really is. And if any of your listeners have any doubt about this, just look up Operation Gladio. This has gone on all over Europe. It's gone off all over the world. We are not conspiracy theorists, lunatics, freaks, or sideshow hosts. Definitely not. This is a mainstream problem. It affects every single man, woman, and child on Earth. We are the rich elite, whether we like it or not. When we look at the Earth and the division of wealth, we, the Westerners, the people who can sit and listen to me talking now, live or on a podcast later, we can make a difference. We have got the finances when we work together. We have got our own independent radio streams. We've got doctors and nurses. We've got permaculture. Come on, look around us. Just our little crew here. In the 3 months we've pulled together, look here. Just stand back. The ones who are involved, the ones who are not. Just stand back and look what we've managed to achieve. We can do this. We really can. Let's do this now. Let's not put it off. Let's try and get Rick Simpson. Get his plane flight. Let's get him in a house, a three-bedroom. We're not talking about renting a great big giant place here. We're talking about renting a cheap house out in Spain. We can get the address and start to set up this. Get Rick out there growing a few plants. Get half a dozen of us to sign up, a dozen, 20, 500 people, as many as we can get. And we will donate what we're legally, or under their rules, what we can do under their rules, we will donate that to the cause. We can do it. People are doing it. Now, come on. What? Just cast yourself forward now. 50 years in the future. It's 2013 now. Your grandkids are sat on your knee and they're saying to you, what did you do, Grandad, Grandma? What did you do in 2013? Are you going to tell them you decorated your kitchen? You bought a new car? Or do you want to say you pulled together with Rick Simpson and cured cancer? Come on. I know what story I want to be telling. I know where I want to be in 50 years' time. It reminds me of the Braveheart. Do you know? What do we want to do? We're not going to die in this cause. We're not going to be murdered. This isn't that kind of war. But don't have any misconceptions. We're peace-loving people. We really are. Because if we weren't, and I'm talking about the 95% of people on Earth, peace-loving people, because if we weren't, we would have risen up and torn their hearts out years ago.
You're absolutely correct, Bob.
We're looking for a solution. We really are, to include everyone, Rick, including the rich, sick bastards. Excuse me. But we've got to include them as well.
Well, I mean, I think this is what really got my goat so badly. I mean, I was always part of the system. I worked in a hospital. I mean, I worked 32 years for the system. And I was about as good a slave dog as you would ever find. I mean, I never took sick time or anything like that. I was just there and did my job. But, you know, and I thought that people like that would – well, actually, I mean, I see sick time and stuff like that being abused everywhere now. But I thought by being, you know, that type of – or having that type of work ethic, that if anything ever did happen to me, you know, that they would care more or try to help me more. But, my God, I get injured, and the first thing they do is they just shove me full of chemicals. You know, and the whole thing, it bothered me so badly. I mean, and especially after I stumbled onto this medicine. And then, you know, and then took it to the right people and they would not react. You know, then I started really then seeing the world for what it is. And then I started watching the documentaries and it all it's just, you know, connect the dots. It's all right there in front of you. There is a massive conspiracy worldwide to keep us all under control. And they have no right to be doing this. You know, we as humans, I've said it right along. You know, I live in a world without borders. You know, we should have the freedom to just go anywhere we want. You know, as long as we're not harming other people, you know, we should have that right. But as long as they keep us divided and keep all these divisions in place, you know, all that does is breed hate. And as long as we're going to go down that path, then, you know, we're never going to get the understanding we require. And although, I mean, the last 3 years has been one hell of a journey. Believe me, 20 different countries. But, if I had money, it would have been a whole lot better, I think. But still, I got to see these wonderful countries and these cultures. And I started getting a broader understanding of what the human race is really about. And inherently, I think we all want to be good, you know, if given the chance. But we've let these evil people take over our planet. And even just to stay alive, we almost got to go along with them. And that's the situation that they have us in. But then when the cannabis hemp plant comes on the scene, it's going to change everything. It takes the power away from these, you know, rich idiots. It puts the power back in our own hands to become self-sufficient. You know, if you got cannabis, you're not going to starve. If you got cannabis, you got medicine, you got energy. You can build your houses, build your cars. It's just endless what you can do with this. And it's all done in an earth-friendly way. I mean, you know, isn't it about time that the human race grew up? You know, just look around you. Look what's happening. And, you know, and the damages that are being done every day to this planet. You know, out here in the West, in Canada, we had that tar sands project. Oh, my God. Man, I mean, that's one of the most polluting things on Earth. And, you know, and then Fukushima, Gulf oil spill. You know, it's just one disaster after another. And none of these disasters should be happening. Because we really don't need to go down that path. No, grow our energy, for God's sake. You know, and that gives people jobs. And, they can say what they want. I mean, I lived in the country for most of my life, and I've lived in towns, maybe 15 years or so out of that life. But I'm telling you right now, there is no comparison. I'll take the country anytime. I like trees for neighbors, you know, but a certain amount obviously do have to live in towns. You know, as you get older, you need to be closer to medical services and whatnot. But country life, there's nothing like it. It's much better to raise your kids. You can keep control of them. You know, they're not running the streets with gangs taking pharmaceutical opiates and stuff like that. That's kind of hard to do in the country. But, coming from my generation, I've seen the world change, you know, so much. You know, in the 1950s, 1960s, the future really did look bright. You know, of course, and then we get into the 70s. And, you know, really, and what I've really noticed, more or less since the 1970s, it's just been going into the trash can. And it's truly a horror story because, you know, we could be so much better than what we are. And we could eliminate all this damn needless suffering. You know, so why don't we unite as one? And we can do it. You know, just cooperate. You know, put aside your differences and stand for what's right and what's going to help the earth the most, and that's the cannabis hemp plant. Let's get it legal again.
You know, that put aside your differences, Rick, it's a message I get regularly. I really get it. I don't know where that comes from, but, you know, you go, bygones be bygones, you know. What we've done, where we've been, we've all been manipulated. You know, we all have. Forgive yourselves for those, your indiscretions. You know, forgive yourself. I mean, don't go do it again. You know, learn from your mistakes and, you know, let's go for it. You know, let's. My sentiments really does, Rick. We have to put down and stop reaping retribution from the past. On all sides, we've got to do that. Find a common ground, you know, and I think you've got one, Rick. Anyway, Saduma, I do believe you've got, I want to get in the chat. Me and Rick have took over, haven't we? Excuse me, get in there, Saduma.
I'm sorry, dear.
Oh, don't be sorry, Rick. It's good to hear you.
Not a problem at all. I was listening very much and intently. It's very interesting. I was just thinking when Rick was saying about cannabis, it's not just cannabis. There's loads of healing herbs out there, and they're all getting criminalised, really, every single one of them. The health food shops can't even label them up for what they do anymore. They have to sell them as few food supplements, and quite a lot of herbal remedies have been disappearing off the shelves.
Well, I honestly believe there's a great deal about so many of these ancient herbal remedies that, you know, that we don't know about. You know, like, I mean, if they held cannabis back, you know, if they held this simple truth about this plant back, what else did they hold back? And I'm sorry that, you know, I don't mention the other herbs so much, because, I mean, really, my field is cannabis hemp. But, I mean, I certainly realize and I agree with you. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of wonderful healing plants. And, you know, and if we can get to the bottom, the real research, the real truth, and then have, well, like, take a guy like me, let him do the research on it, and then report it openly to the public. Then we all have the knowledge. But as long as we put it in the hands of these rich people who own these drug companies, well, they're not. They want to manipulate it for more money. You know, even if we have a drug here that cures cancer, well, no, do we want to cure it? Well, no, for a drug company, we want to prolong the treatment for as long as we can so we can make as much money. You know, that's not medicine. So it I a lot of this, you know, I think the human race really deserve a big slap in the face. And the hardest part, I think, for most of us is just to simply stand up, look at yourself in the mirror, and realize that you're not as smart as you think you are. You know, we've all been dummies. We've all been misled. We're all gullible. You know, we're all susceptible. And, I mean, that's not a crime. And it's no crime to be stupid. But, you know, like, when you have the information in front of you and you've got a brain in your head, you know, take the information in, and if that information is the truth, that's what you act on. You don't act on whatever some idiot in a suit is saying to you, because his agenda is quite different than what he is proposing. You know, it's all mostly based on scams. So, it's like I've said, the human race have to stand up, and we have to take this planet back, and we have to take reality back. You know, make it a better place to live. Give our children a future. You know, if we don't do this now, you know, time is slipping away. The earth is getting more poisoned every day. And, I mean, if these evil rich people were to unleash a virus, you know, I mean, our immune systems are all being compromised from our food supply and everything else around us. So if they released a deadly virus, I mean, they could wipe out 90% or more of the world's population in just a matter of weeks. So, the only ones that will survive will be the ones that are on hemp oil.
You might be right, Rick. You know, the people who've kept their immune system, I don't think they need to. If they carry on the way they are doing, especially in certain countries, I mean, and I don't know how bad it is in here, but, I mean, some of the things I've heard, the food in the US now, it's almost impossible. Anyway, without going down that rabbit hole, keep taking the immune system down. Keep taking it down. You won't need anything too special. You really won't. You don't need to engineer some Ebola-type virus in some... It's just fear. They just bring his immune system down and some small virus will take you out. You know, common cold, they turn it into...
you know, what is it, flying pig flu or something, and before you know it, the common cold's taking out thousands of people. It really is. Then they give them vaccines for these made up, which just rips their immune system apart. And I don't think they need to do it. They can just carry on doing what they're doing, dumbing us down, you know, the plan's in place, and it's running quite well. Why would they try and change anything?
Well, Bob, they were successful into brainwashing all of us into believing that if you want to be healed, you have to go to that guy in the white coat.
You're right. Well,
you know, 100, 200 years ago, we didn't have trauma centers and big ERs and huge hospitals and medi-helicopters and all this craziness. You know, people lived in the country. Something happened. Most cases, they turned to the plants or the local healer. And these healers had a lot better batting record than people realize. Matter of fact, I think the doctors today would envy them. So, it was self-sufficiency. But in those days, they were mixing, back in the 1800s, they were mixing everything together. You know, like opium and cannabis and mercury and whatever else they could get their hands on. So those were pretty scary times. But, you know, we've moved beyond that now. We know mercury is deadly, and we know, you know, a great deal more about these plants. And now that we have the knowledge about this oil, well, we really do have, you know, a starting point. And then we can go out and we can develop all these other wonderful plants like the neem tree. I've got a great interest in the neem tree. Over in India, they call it the village pharmacy. You know, people make tea from it. There's all kinds of interesting things about that tree. But there's so many plants on this earth that I know have wonderful medicinal values. And I would not for a second say that cannabis is the only treatment that, you know, that can cure cancer, because I know there are different, many of them. But I do firmly believe that. I firmly believe that cannabis is probably the least harmful, and I think it's got to be the most effective, because I've seen people with terminal cancer cured in 1 month. So, I don't know how much more dramatic you can get than that.
You know, Rick, there's two things, well, there's a few things that jump to mind. One is you can't paint a plant, and that's not going to serve them, is it, at all? And we have actually a web user, 65032, is banging you loads of links in our chat room and on Net Bob's Backyard. You can look at iodine, the most misunderstood nutrient, sea salt, the salt guru, and all those links are coming up there. And then right at the bottom, it actually says, run from the cure, hemp oil. So they put them all in. Web user 65032, this is Rick Simpson. We're talking. Brilliant link if you didn't know. also, you know, there is, Rick, there is hundreds of plants out there that are useful, and they have been. Many of the modern day drugs have been taken from derivatives of these plants. I remember that, I think it was the Panorama program saying, someday we may find a plant. We must save the Amazon jungle. You know, we must be very important, because someday we may find a plant that cures cancer. And I suspect all along that plant was there. I really do. It's a spearhead, Rick. I think, to me, it is. If we can get this freely usable, it's a biggie. You know, there's a lot of heads have got to turn in another direction. But if we can get this, then we're not going to be worried about the other plants. We can start to have the herbalist working alongside the conventional doctors and nurses. I mean, in the greatest respect to everybody concerned, you have a road traffic accident, hemp oil's not going to, well, it might to calm you down, but besides that, it's not going to sort out your broken arm. It might help you heal quicker, but it's still need coming. If you get stitches, you have an accident, we need this. Can you imagine if they weren't treating all the ailments being caused by the medication? How cheap the health service, what an health service we could have here in the worldwide, but here in the UK, actually integrating a solution rather than medicating a problem.
Well, I watched some documentaries here quite some time ago, and it was about superconductors. And there was an older gentleman, he had a farm in the States, and then he found out that his farm was just covered, you know, in platinum. And then they started finding out that, you know, platinum, if it was this powdered substance that they were taking out of the ground, it could disappear. All kinds of weird things were going on. But this same man, I watched another documentary that he put out, and he said that, you know, with what happens, he said, if you take anatomically spun gold or something of that nature, and you take it within your body, because, I mean, there's all kinds of superconductors, but they usually operate in the range, you know, 300, 400 degrees, which is far too hot for us. But gold can operate at human temperatures. So if you take this anatomically spun gold and you are in a perfectly and you are in perfect health, then this gold actually turns your whole body into a superconductor. And a superconductor repels everything. It basically would do everything but make you bulletproof. And but he did say, he said, you know, some of the people that we've done this with, he said a couple did die. Because he said, we didn't know it at the time, but they had, well, a couple of them anyway, had cancer. And he said, when we put this into them, that actually made the cancer grow much more quickly, and they expired. But he said, you know, if you are in a state of perfectly good health, well, the only thing I know today that can put you in that state of perfectly good health is this oil. So if you take the oil, get right back to a state of good health, and maybe this thing about the gold, I mean, in truth, that's what it is. You know, we always talk about the philosopher's stone. The philosopher's stone was all to do with this gold. You know, they always said, you know, turning lead into gold and all this. Well, there's a certain amount of truth to that. But they were talking about this anatomically spun gold, and it's a fine white powder. And it just can do amazing things, I guess. You know, so... I think really, you know, by using a good deal of common sense, and once we have a better understanding of all these other wonderful medicinal plants and their actions upon our bodies, I think with just the plants alone and the use of cannabis oil, if you mixed it all together, I mean, you might have a substance that could make you live for a very, very long time. And if this business with the gold is accurate, then, you know, the truth is you could live for 1,000 years, for God's sakes. But, you know, in the way we live today, I don't think you'd go that long because sooner or later somebody would run over you with a bus. But I think the future is really bright when you think about longevity and good health, you know, and if we go to work now detoxifying the planet as rapidly as we possibly can, you know, I think, you know, in not that long a time, we can bring this earth back to it'll never come back to a pristine state, but we can get it in a whole lot better state than it's in right now.
Totally agree, Rick, with your sentiments. Saduma, are you trying to get back in there, mate?
Yeah, well, I had another question, but something Rick just said. I read that cannabis is one of the best plants for taking pollution out of the soil and the air.
Yes.
I don't know how true that is.
Definitely. All these areas like Chernobyl, any place where there's been radioactivity or any amount of toxins in the earth, yes, this plant detoxifies the earth it's planted in. And that's another wonderful aspect of it. I mean, you can reclaim deserts with this stuff. You know, and look, you know, get down around countries or Madagascar and places like that where they've had this heavy deforestation and now the earth's all eroding and running into the ocean. Plant hemp, you know, the plant with the deep roots holds the soil together. You know, so, you know, it presents, you know, so many simple solutions to these horrible catastrophes, but yet nobody's doing it.
You know, I've done a little bit of research on how cannabis can actually remove a hell of a lot of toxins from the air. As grown as hemp, or even as cannabis, but as grown as hemp, it really is a remarkable plant. She's a plant that you can grow and literally you can do virtually everything with it. If you haven't done any research into cannabis, please get out there and have a look. And just get in and hit some of web user 65032 again, and basically saying he said there'll be a link, sound brilliant, please do your own research, you know, and that is get out there and do it, but don't spend months doing it. Don't do that. We're approaching the 20th of April, which is also known as 420 Day around the world. That has major significance to cannabis users and growers all over the world. So,
Bob, it's also Jack Hare Day.
Yeah, well, like I say, it has major significance all over the world. And it's also my birthday, Rick. So,
oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I couldn't have been born on a better day. And I was born in 1964, Rick. So the year the Misuse of Drugs Act was put into force against cannabis in the UK. Maybe this is what I was born for. Anyway, we're approaching the end of it. Thanks to the crew for being there, everyone. Prajna, do you want to get in something quick right at the end? I can see a one there. Is that minutes or is that you trying to get in?
It was a one, but you know, I don't think that Rick's got time to answer it at the moment because I was told that cannabis has a lot more complex DNA than any other life form on the planet. But maybe that's a subject for the next Rick Simpson show.
Sunday.
Yeah, maybe one for Sunday. Mark it in that cosmic notepad.
Well, I know for sure there's one thing. There's a lot about plants that we don't understand, and plants in truth are much more sensitive than human beings could ever comprehend.
Without a doubt, Ron. I'm just trying to find a nice, the right tune to play us out with, and I can't find one. So what I'll do is, I'll put that many tracks in there. What I will do is I will play
Shut up and spin up.
yeah, well, it's not there, man. You know, we're on the new Linux server. We've done the show on the new server. So I'm just going to put, I'll start us with a jingle with Osto in the Dark City. Because, you know, this is about us all. Oh, is it? I'm not trying to find everyone. Let me see if I can find everyone.
You've got to start using that Tree of Life song, Bob.
Yeah, we've got it. We're moving over servers, Rick. We will get it sorted. We've got a few. We're trying to get it sorted, man. We're on the new Linux server. And, no more excuses. I'm working on it.
Okay, brother.
That was the Dark City Show, folks. Join us again. Thanks for your support.